Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For his enemies, the day of the Lord is a time of dread. But for his people, it is a day of joy. When the Lord comes to his people sing. The daily sacrifices in the temple were always accompanied by liturgical song, and the same is true today. The reason the Lord's church gathers together for worship is because the Lord Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes, his people sing. And this is the way it will be forever. The coming of Christ began in Nazareth with the miraculous conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And Mary responded with the Magnificat. 9 months later, the Son of the Most High was carried in Mary's womb from Nazareth to Bethlehem. As the newborn emerged from the fleshly temple, the angels sang peace on earth. 40 days later, the child Jesus was carried in Mary's arms to Jerusalem for the presentation at the temple. And Simeon responded with the Nunc Dimittis, an earthly song which echoes the peace spoken of by the angels. Let your servant depart in peace, he said. Mary and Joseph went to the temple because the ceremonial law required two things at the birth of their firstborn son. In the early days of the Exodus, all healthy firstborn sons were consecrated to the Lord. They became his property for service at the temple. Later, when the Levitical priesthood had been established, the service of the firstborn males was no longer required, but the parents still came to the temple and presented their son before the Lord, paid 5 shekels to redeem him from temple duty. The law also required that 40 days after the birth of a son, a 1-year-old lamb be sacrificed in a burnt offering, and a pigeon or turtle dove offered as a sin offering. The purpose of these sacrifices was to atone for the sins of the mother and make her ceremonially clean. If parents were poor, a pigeon would suffice. Mary and Joseph were poor. No lamb was offered for Mary's atonement. A humble young family would hardly be noticed as they entered the crowds into the crowds at the temple. Just another pious family presenting mother and son to the Lord. But things are not always what they seem. This was a presentation unlike any other. The Redeemer of the world, redeemed from temple service. What an irony. A poor couple with no lamb, carrying the Lamb of God in their arms, the Lamb who would take away the sins of the world. The coming of Christ was accompanied by songs from a virgin, an old priest, and angels, and now, as the infant priest was brought into his temple, it was not the liturgical choir, but a singular devout layman who responded in song. The Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to be at the crowded temple on the day when Mary, Joseph, and the baby arrived. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to recognize Jesus as the Messiah, the light of the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel. Lots of Holy Spirit around in this text. That's because the incarnate Jesus had come into his temple. If you want to find the Holy Spirit, look for the Holy Flesh. Where the fleshly Jesus is, that's where the Holy Spirit is. Simeon responded by giving thanks to God. His Nunc Dimittis is a wonderful little song. It's both short, simple, and profound. Taken by itself, it's just a simple little song, almost generic song about peace and light and salvation. But what makes it different is that it was spoken while Simeon was in the temple. And as he was physically holding the Word made flesh in his arms. No prophet had done this one before. Simeon was the first prophet who could say, Christ has come. And the result was he was free. He could die. He could go in peace. In the antiphon of an old breviary, an old prayer book, we read, "The old man carried the child, but the child carried the old man." Why do we still sing the Nunc Dimittis today? We do so because it's not only Simeon's song, it's also our song. It's the church's song. It's the entire church's song. And what makes this short and seemingly simple little song so profound and so powerful is the time and place that it was first sung, as well as the times and places that it is sung today. We go to the liturgy because Christ comes. And since at least the 4th century, the church in her liturgies sang the Nunc Dimittis at evening prayer, and eventually became the last prayer that you prayed before going to sleep. This tradition continues today with us. In Lutheran worship, we sing the Nunc Dimittis at Vespers, and it's the last thing we sing in Compline, prayer at the close of the day. Last thing before we go to sleep. It has been said that sleep is a type of death, as awaking is a type of the resurrection. We go to our sleep as if going to our death, resting in the peace of Jesus, so that we may go to our death as if going to sleep. It's so fitting that the Nunc Dimittis is also what the pastor prays at the bedside of a dying parishioner, that is, if he uses the agenda and the order for commendation for the dying. Why do we sing the Nunc Dimittis? Because it's the Holy Spirit's song. He inspired Simeon to speak these words. You can't find better words to sing than those inspired by the Holy Spirit. And since the 16th century, it has also been sung in many Lutheran churches immediately following the reception of the body and blood of our Lord in Holy Communion. Again, what makes this seemingly simple song so profound is the time and the place in which it is sung. Like Simeon, we hold the body of the incarnate Son of God in our hands. The Holy Spirit enabled Simeon to recognize that this baby, hidden in humble flesh and carried in the arms of Mary, was none other than the Lord, the Creator and Redeemer of the world. The Holy Spirit has enlightened our eyes to recognize the Savior of the world hidden in humble bread and wine. The Lord released Simeon in peace. And at each divine service, the pastor says to us, "Go in peace." But it's the Lord who sends us away in peace. We go to the Lord's Supper as if going to our death, so that we may go to our death as if going to the Lord's Supper. Grand sentence. Too bad I didn't make it up. I got it from Dr. Kenneth Corby, but as I think about it, maybe he got it from Martin Luther's hymn. We go to the Lord's Supper as if going to our death, so that we may go to our death as if going to the Lord's Supper. Every time we go to the Lord's Supper, every time we sing the Nunc Dimittis, we are rehearsing the day when we will be free to depart, as Simeon did. The presentation of our Lord happened only once. Never again will the baby Jesus be carried into the temple. The baby has grown up, while the temple has been reduced to a stone and rubble mount desecrated by a Muslim mosque and dome. But in another sense, the presentation of our Lord continues. The risen Lord Jesus is still brought into this holy place and countless others throughout the entire world, carried by the lips and the hands of pastors, and also by the lips of devout laymen and laywomen, the Simeons and Annas of today, who faithfully participate in the liturgy. Again and again throughout our lives, we see pastors who carry the body and blood of Christ and present it to us, his people. But in reality, It is Jesus who carries the pastor, as it is Jesus who carries us. And so through us, through his church, the song goes on forever. In the name of Jesus.